Chagiga Perek Beis Mishnah Vov. Hatoivul l'chulin v'huchzak l'chulin. We continue our discussion of the chomer of kodshim over chulin l'gabi various dinim of achilos. Somebody was toivul l'chulin. It's not enough that he's in a state of tahara. There's dinim of the kavono of the tvila. Midaraisa, of course, there's no distinction. Person was toivul because he's making a hachor of a davening. Midaraisa, that's good for truma, for kachem. For he could be the kohen gadol. He could use that tvila l'chera to be oivid, lufnai v'lufnim. Okay, on Yom Kippur, he needs a tvila that's l'shem. It has to be a chelik of the avoid. It has to be l'shem. Avoid this kohen gadol. But a kohen hedit l'chera should be, you'd be able to use the regular mikveh. Doesn't make a difference what he was mechavah for. There's a din derabonon that a toivul l'chulin v'huchzik l'chulin. Somebody was toivul with a kavana because he wanted to eat taharis bit be. He wanted to eat chulin bit tahara. There's a madrega by dohibin people in times of the Beis Hamikdash. They would be makmit to eat chulin bit tahara. It's brought down the poskim aseres mechuva. It was a minute kadmoinim to be makmit on all the levels of chulin bit tahara. It's an extra madrega of tahara of kedusha that a yid could have. A person is what he eats, and the state of tuma on the food or in the act of eating takes away from kedusha saguf. A person wants to be on a complete level of tahara, so he eats with tahara. So he was tevel l'chulin, v'huchzak l'chulin. He was huchzak that now he's eating chulin. That was his kavana. Also l'maisa, he has to have a tvila, which is kavana l'maisa. Here's an upgrade that each tvila, each state of tahara, needs a tvila l'shem that state. Tova l'maisa, which maisa has to be eaten even in deraisa in the state of tahara. Chulanat, it's a geder, a siog, a din derabonon, a hanhoga. Maisa is meikir adin. So if he's tova l'maisa v'huksik l'maisa, osa l'truma, it's not enough for truma. Tova l'truma v'huksik l'truma, osa l'kaidish. He has to have a tvila l'shem kaidish. Tova l'chaydish, v'uksa l'chaydish, osa l'chatos. There's a state of mechatos of being oisik b'achonas me'pora adumo, which is on a higher level like we had in the previous Mishnah. Tova l'chomor muta l'kal v'shtetzach, that if he's toivul for a dova chomor, right, so the b'chlal mosai mona. Mishnah finishes up, tova v'loy huchzak, if he was toivul. And he wasn't mechavin for anything. Stop. R'chitza ba'almo kilo loy tova. That does not create a state of tahara. Of course, midaraisa, it does create a state of tahara. But on the drabonon level of shimur, of watching oneself from different madregas of tumma, on that, he doesn't have a din. Not legabi taharis, not legabi maisuis, not legabi kodesh, and so on. Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah goes on to another thing where each madrega of tahara is not considered Torah legabi the next madrega against the din drabonon. Here the Mishnah says it not so much on the person who's being toveling, but on the begodim. What's this? Mishnah uses the term midros. Tumas medris is a subsidiary of tumas ziva, nida, and so on. What's this? We pointed out before, when we were discussing the different dargis and the different mitamim of tumas v'taira, there's aviyavayisatoma, there's an avatoma. An avatoma is a source of tumas, not a dead body, but a source of tumas, either a sheret, or something that touched a dead body. Or an original source of tumma would be a zov, a zova, a nida, a mitzayra, and so on. Where the people themselves are tumma, not they were mekabel tumma. Normal clothing that touches one of these people should be a rishon. A beged is mekabel tumma. The beged that was touched or was worn by a person who's tumma is a rishon l'tumma. Oichel that became tumma, a person who was a rishon l'tumma, becomes a... There was an avatoma, the eichel becomes a rishon l'toma. However, the Torah is mechadish that the same way the zov is tamei, but the ziva hayoytzimenu, the actual dova hametamish hayoytzimi gufoi, doesn't have a din of something that's mekabel toma. It has din of toma itself. The Torah, and that has din of an avatoma, and it can be mitamish something else to become a rishon. Torah is mechadish another chiddush. Anything that the Tomei person sits on that's miyuchid l'shchiva or yeshiva, a chair, a bed, a blanket, a pillow, anything that he would sit on, b'ifin, where it's a normal sitting thing, that becomes kiviyochel batel l'gufay. Instead of being a mekabel tumah, it becomes a primary source for tumah. Instead of being a rishon, it's an avatumah. So that's the din of Medrash, and that din is a din deraisa. Now came along Chazal, and Chazal will go to Nochazach. Begodim of an Amoritz. Amoritz grada, the times of Chazal, there was a very clear class distinction between Amoratzim and Prushim. Prushim, Milosh, and Prishus were people that were very careful about Taharis. They ate Chulim b'Tahara, they were on a Madrega. They're Nemonim for Taharis, they're Nemonim Legabe Truma, and so on. And Amoritz is somebody who's an Erlechid, but he doesn't know as much, he's not medactic. He doesn't know his way around the Gduke Halakha. Because of that, the Purushim, those that were Isik, Bataris, Bekaidish, the Tamid Chachamim, were Purish Mehem. Created a certain amount of resentment, but Lamaisa was necessary in order to protect the Taharis and the Kedusha state of those that that were striving for a higher level. It's true, it's still true Bizman Azeh. Sometimes you have to be a Purish from those that are not living up to your standards. It's part of life. They were geyser a certain level of tumma on every amoritz that he has a din of a zov legabe touching, one of the prushim touching an amoritz that he would give him a handshake. He would put his arm around him. He would bump into him. Even it would create a certain amount of tumma. He would have to be tovel before his isaac b'tahara. We'll see the parameters of that din in the next perek. They were also geyser another gzeira. That on the begodim of an amoritz, we're choishish that not only did he wear them, but we're choishish also, maybe these clothing were lying around the house, and his wife, b'shas nidosa, sat down on them like a cushion. In which case, if she sits down on them, they don't turn into a rishon, they turn into an avatoma. And they're metama oichlum, they're metama a person to become a rishon. Like this, if the clothing only touched the azov, the clothing would be a rishon, the clothing are not metama another person. But if the clothing are Tumas Medris, they become primary sources of Tumah, they become an Av, they can then be Metame. That was the Gzeru. Big de Amoritz, Medris, Leprushin. The Begodim of an Amoritz have a din of an Av, Tumah, they Metame, Midrabonon, Altachoymer, they Metame Prushin to the level of a Rishay. Big de Prushin, Medris, Loichle, Truma. Even Big de Prushin, were not as careful when they were only being Isaac in Taharis and Chulin as when they were eating something which is also to eat betum. It's not just a Madrega, but it's also Meikri Adin, Truma, and even higher. So Mela, they were Goyzer, that distinction of Big De Prushim as a din of an Avatuma to be Metama Oichle Truma, that then he would have to be Tevel and Mikri becomes a Rishon Letuma. And then the same thing, Big De Oichle Truma, that Zihirus, is still considered a level of tumah for one who is zoyer on a higher madrega, medrus l'kaidish. Big day kaidish, medrus l'chatos. They made that distinction also. Yosef ben Ye'ezer hayechosid shebekuhuna. We just had him in the Mishnah in the beginning. He's called Yosef ben Ye'ezer. What's up is Yosef ben Ye'ezer, it's the same Nosi and Sanhedrin from the Zugos. You see an interesting thing, that the name Yosef and Yosef are interchangeable. A lot of the names that we have from Tanoim and Amiroim are really derivatives of names that are in Loshna Kodesh. So Yosi Vaistois is a like an Aramisha form of Yosef. The same way Shimi is a Aramisha form of Shimon, and so on and so forth. So he was Chosid Shemguni. He's called Bidivri Atanoim Chosid. He's the epitome of Zihirus on Kedusha of Kehanim. But still, v'hoisem mitpachtoi, the towel that he used for wiping his hands to eat truma, would be medrash l'kodesh. It doesn't make a difference. That's the way they were geyser. Yochanan ben Gudgido, the Tosefta uses him as a dogma of from his mishpacha. The Tosefta says in Maseches Trumas was medaktik ma'od ben yonei taris, that they ate all their chulin on a madrega of Taras HaKodesh. We spoke before about Purushim eating Chulin. There's a madrega where they ate Chulin al Taras Ha, not Taras HaKodesh, but they ate Taharis. They were Isaac B'Taharis Koimim. Even the Chulin that they ate, they only ate B'Tahara. Chulin B'Tahara. There's another madrega which is beyond description, and that's to eat Chulin Kol Yomehem al Taras HaKodesh, with all the digdukim of Tuma V'Tahara on the level of Kodesh. Still, there were geyser, the towel that he wiped his hands on, was medrash l'chatos. L'chatos is already on a different level. This is the end of the Mishnah Shtelling Avek, the Chomrim, the levels one after another of Tumah and Midrabanan, that each level of Shmira is not enough Legabi the next level.